son of a bitch!
Trace landed on top of him, laced his fingers together, and clubbed his hands down on the back of Conrad's neck. The blow drove Conrad's face into the dirt. For a second or two, a black curtain seemed to drop over his brain. Red streamers shot through the darkness. Then consciousness returned, driving away the stupor that had threatened to overwhelm him. He brought his right elbow back sharply. He jabbed it into Trace's midsection. Some of the weight left Conrad's back. He bucked up off the ground, throwing Trace to the side. Trace didn't stay down long. He scrambled to his feet again as Conrad glanced toward the cemetery. The woman had gone inside. She walked slowly toward Rebel's grave. Conrad twisted around as the gunman threw a punch at his head. The blow grazed Conrad's ear. It was painful, but it didn't do any real damage. Trace wasn't very big, but he fought with a crazed intensity that made him dangerous. He threw a hard punch for a smaller man. Conrad blocked a couple of them, then shot home a powerful right jab to the middle of Trace's face. The punch rocked Trace back, but didn't put him down. Conrad lowered his head and bowled forward. His arms went around Trace's waist. He kept moving forward as Trace's feet came off the ground. Conrad didn't let up on the bear hug as he drove Trace backward. He knew there was a water trough behind the gunman. He dumped Trace into it, throwing him down with enough force so that he hit the water hard. Trace came up for some air. Conrad planted a hand in the middle of his face and shoved him back down. Trace began to struggle frantically, but he was getting weaker.
Let him up! Let him up, Brandon, or by God, I'll kill you!
Conrad looked back over his shoulder and saw the rancher lowering the six-gun he had just used to fire into the air. The barrel swung in line with him. Conrad knew Whitfield meant the threat. Instead of holding Trace underwater, Conrad took hold of his shirt and hauled him up and out. He dropped Trace beside the trough. Trace lay there only half conscious, moving his mouth like a fish out of water.
Next time he gets in my way, I'll kill him, Whitfield.
Behind the rancher, the Circle D hands watched in open-mouthed awe. Angeline stood on the porch, her face pale and drawn. Across the street, the three McTavishes looked on as well, with worry etched on their faces. Conrad saw all that, but only in passing, as he turned once more toward the cemetery. He didn't see the woman in the shawl. His heart sank as he realized that the cemetery appeared to be empty. He broke into a run toward the graveyard anyway. Maybe she was behind a tree or kneeling behind a headstone so that he couldn't see her. Maybe she had gone into the church. Father Francisco emerged from the big adobe building as Conrad approached.
I saw you brawling just now in the street, Mr. Browning.
Did she come inside?
Who?
The woman in the shawl.
I haven't seen her. Was she here?
Conrad hurried on to the cemetery gate, pausing just inside it. He looked around. He could see the entire graveyard from there. There was no place the woman could be hiding from him.
She was here, but she's gone now.
And with her, he thought, possibly everything he needed to know.